for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
Father God, I ask you
for spiritual awareness for the people of God this morning. Make us in your making process to become more spiritually aware. I thank you for that. You always answer our prayers. I bind the viciousness this morning of witchcraft. I bind and destroy the works of psychic prayers, making them null, void, and of none effect. In the mighty, awesome, wonderful splendor of heaven on earth. In Jesus' name I pray. Good morning, Minister Hill.
Good morning, Dr. Erica, and good morning, Tidlan. It's a blessing to be alive, to see all that is about to happen. I know I got an uncle that always prayed that he would be alive when Jesus came. And, hey, he hanging in there. God is keeping him. So I say grace and peace to all of you, because our God reigns. You know, as I've been praying this week, still praying for people that have lost loved ones to this COVID, and to people that's contracted it, you know, a song came to mind. And that song, because everybody's separated. You can't go see them. You can't pray for them. But I always say it, God got us in a place where you can't do nothing but call on him. You got to trust him. And that old hymn says, hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. I love that song. But I love the old hymns anyway. Not going to try to sing it. But, you know, that was just a song that was in my spirit as I've been praying this week. So it's something to think about. Just hold to his hand. He got you, and you holding tight to him. 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. A prophetic act. In the name of Jesus, we pray and give thanks always. Amen.
Hold on a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
Westminster Hill.
Yes, ma'am.
I think you done started something this morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
God that there's only one Holy Spirit. And if you're born again, blood bought, spirit filled, blood redeemed, then you are in one accord with God's own Holy Spirit. Olitha, are you on here this morning? Olitha Carter, are you on here this morning? I believe you are. Brothers and sisters, what was on my heart? And if you called me yesterday, you probably didn't get me, because what God is doing right now with me, He has this weightiness on me. And when He does that, He's going to deal with the weighty things that are weighing you down and just pressing. So yesterday I had an opportunity to speak with a couple of people. I spoke with my spiritual son in Columbia, Dalbert, and I had a chance to pray with him yesterday. And I had a chance to speak with people yesterday concerning their destinies. And I saw God. You see, God will have you do things that you don't know what you're doing most of the time. You're just being obedient. But this morning, and I'm going to play this song for you to let you know where I was at. But I'm waiting for your prayers to get here through the airways, because God is concerned. I want you to know this morning, He spoke through Minister Hill about holding to God's unchanging hand. And that was for all of you. This was on my heart for you. This is one of my favorite bluegrass songs, and by one of my favorite groups, too. I got a lot of music here. But this is for those of you that had these in your request. Get your prayer requests out. We're going to lay hands on them and pray and speak them into existence again this morning.
David Rogers singing for your unspoken request. I remember those days in church when we had unspoken requests.
The preacher got up and said, "Stand to your feet. We'll start with a prayer. If you have a need, let it be heard, saints. Let it be known. We're all family. You're not alone." That's when he saw her in the back of the church. Her silence and sadness cried out the hurt. The kind shepherd knew just what to say. "I need to know before we can pray." An unspoken request.
Does anybody have one here tonight? Did you come with a burden you can't share and need in your life?
Just lift up your hand
to the one who can give you rest.
I'll have no fear,
our God can hear
an unspoken request. Well, the preacher whispered as she raised her hand, "Sweet Holy Spirit, come by her and stand." And as her tears started flowing, there was no doubt that in the throne room of heaven, her secret was out. An unspoken request.
Does anybody have
one here tonight. Did you come with a burden you can't share, a need in your life?
Just lift up your
hand to the one who can give you rest.
Child, have no fear,
our God can hear
an unspoken request. Shall have no fear,
our God can hear
an unspoken request.
An unspoken request. On those prayer requests, remember I had asked you to put your unspoken request. This song by the McCainy says, our God can hear an unspoken request. Oh, Lisa, I open up the mic. Are you here? Is this you?
Say yes, something. I hear you. Uh-huh.
Can you sing where you are?
Can I sing?
Where you are. Where
yeah,
you are right now.
Yeah, I'm in the house. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So you can sing, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I want you to sing. You know, I know you know, hold to God's unchanging hand, don't you?
I know of it. I know the melody. Wait a minute. Oh. I can get the words to it.
Okay. I want you to sing prophetically over us this morning.
You know, I usually bring my iPad upstairs, and I left it downstairs last night by mistake. And this morning, I just go on the Blog Talk. So I let it be known I was on the Blog Talk. And I said, I don't know why, but I said, tell Dr. Shepherd I'm on the Blog Talk. God do everything in decency and order. I never know what he's doing, but I thank him. And I'm going to tell you, I was laying there listening, and it ran through my mind that I was going to sing. And I said, no, I ain't singing this morning. Because I go up 13 steps, so I wasn't trying to go downstairs when I was singing. Oh, God is so good. God is so good, Joe.
Yes, he is.
He's good.
Take a minute, come back, and then sing. Who else on here can sing? But I only need Olita to do this. I need you to receive it. Remember, God is making you. And this is whatever this prophetic move or prophetic act we're about to undertake, you're being made in it. Can you receive that this morning? Your unspoken requests are being heard in heaven this morning as you lay your hands on your prayer request. God already showed me a new spot where I'm to go pray in the mountains. I'm not going to be hindered by no witches or nothing like that because God showed me a spot. Higher elevation. He told me, he said, you live on the mountaintop, but I'm going to take you higher. He said, mm-hmm. You live on the mountaintop, but I'm going to take you higher. And I want you to go up to this higher elevation. And I want you to take those prayer requests with you. And I'm gonna take you where there's some living water. And I want you to do it on the earth because I've already done it in heaven. You see, in these weighty matters right now, that's why I say you have to be available for God to use you however he needs you. So right now, he needs Ted Line. in an intercessory capacity. He wants to use us as intercessors on this earth in the weighty matters that are about this place we live in, this place where we called to abide on earth as it is in heaven. So I'm going to be taking all the prayer requests that I have. As soon as I get the last one that's dated, it's dated.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That the last, but you can't send any now. I'm sorry, the cutoff is already off. I don't have time to for you to. If you didn't send it, sorry. Maybe next time you won't take it for just so nonchalantly. Because I'm too old and don't have time.
Amen.
To be fooling around. Everything I do is serious. Because God is serious, brothers and sisters. And if you know that he's real, then you will take a serious position, a serious attitude with everything that he does. So in the next, I don't know how many hours or days or minutes or whatever, but I'm going up to the mountain, higher elevation, to this place God has shown me. Showed it to me yesterday when he had the weighty matters. He had the weighty matters of prayer. And I'm going to do a prayer clinic, just a clinic. I'm going to do a prayer clinic maybe this evening. It's just going to be a refresher, positions of prayer, praying through. He said, just call it a clinic, a little clinic. You know, you go to clinics sometimes. I want you to do a prayer clinic.
Thank you.
I said, okay. You all right? You got the words?
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
I need you to sing that for me. Remember the last time you sang for me was in the healing home. And we went from the healing home. You sang in the healing home. And we went from the healing home now to the healing house, mansion. This is his mansion.
Thank you, God.
Went to the mansion. I'm in the mansion. So God is asking you to sing again, to break through. See, brothers and sisters, the ministry of the psalmist is so powerful. Mm. And you know what else God said he was going to teach me? To share with you all the efficacy of the blood. The efficacy of the blood of Jesus. Behold, I show you a mystery, as I said. And he has been unveiling and unveiling and unveiling ever since. I saw something I did not want to say to somebody. I didn't want to say it to him, but it didn't sound like it was. It was just like, oh, God, this person loves this. And, oh, God, you telling me to tell them that they've been in ambition and they have missed your vision. I said, I'm going to do it, God. I'm going to do it. And I called a person up, and I told them, and they said, yay, hallelujah, thank you, God, thank you, Jesus, oh, God, I'm free, oh, and I'm thinking, whoa, wait a minute, see, in my flesh, and because I'm looking at this mask, I'm thinking this person loves it, God changed their whole destiny. One word, change their whole vocabulary. One word.
Thank you, God.
And then I get this call. You know, your spiritual son want to talk to you. And he had a weighty matter on his heart. And I saw God break those chains. Break soul ties from 30 years. 30 years of bondage. Can you sing for me, sister?
Yes, Lord, it is. Thank you, Lord. I'm still here. You still there?
I'm waiting for you.
Hello?
You take your time.
All right.
I'm going to wait.
Time is filled with this transition. Not of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hold to God's hand. God's unchanging hand. Oh, hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Build your hope on things eternal. We got a hope to God's unchanging hand. Trust in him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if by every friend's forsaken, still more closely to him cling. Hallelujah, oh, to his hand, God's unchanging hand. We gotta hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. We gotta hold to God's unchanging hand. A world's vain riches that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasures. They will never pass away. Thank you, Jesus, hold to your hand. Hallelujah, God's unchanging hand. Yes, I'm holding to your hand. God's unchanging hand. I'm building my hopes on things eternal. And I'm holding to your unchanging hand. Hallelujah, when your journey is completed. If to God you have been so true, fair and bright the home in glory. You're enraptured, so will view. Hallelujah, Lord, I'm holding to your hand, God's unchanging hand. Yes, I'm holding to your hand, God's unchanging hand. I'm building my hopes on things eternal. Lord, I'm holding unto your changing hand. Lord, I am holding to your hand, your unchanging hand. Yes, I'm holding to your hand, your unchanging hand. I'm building my hopes on things eternal. Lord, I'm holding on to your unchanging hand. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I thank you this morning. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you. I know you're holding me, God. I know you're holding my hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. My God. Thank you, Lord. You know, God let me know things, but it's like I don't see it. I see it, but I don't see it clearly. Because I knew I was going to sing. It was like a fleeting thought. You're going to sing this morning. I said, I ain't singing this morning. And it was like, you put your harp up in the willow, girl. Take the harp out the willow. I tell you, God is so good. Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 he's good.
There's only one Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit.
Yes,
one.
Hallelujah.
One.
Yes.
One.
Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
God would want to join us now. I think God wants us all to, wherever you are, lift up your voice this morning and make a joyful noise.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you lay hands on those prayer requests? Okay. I'm going to play this again. I want you to sing over those prayer requests. Some of you need to sing in tongues. If you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, to the edifying and the building up of yourself, pray and sing in tongues over those prayer requests as you have your hands laid on them. Declare and decree that it is finished. Declare and decree that your unspoken requests are coming to pass in the name of Jesus. Mark in Massachusetts, how close are you to Medford, Massachusetts? I have a young man that needs a Bible and needs somebody to minister to him, if nothing but to just listen and help guide him. His daddy told me that I could not mail a Bible to his house because I know we need to do things decently and in order. And I told him that he's going to have to tell his parents about his salvation and that I was not going to mail a Bible to his house without his father's permission. So his father said, no, I could not mail a Bible to his house. I didn't want to mail it to his job, and I was going to mail it to the post office so he could pick it up at the post office. But if you're close to Medford, Massachusetts, I would like for you to carry him this Bible. So let me know. God got some work for you to do in Medford, Massachusetts. Brothers and sisters, I am so full of Jesus. That was that old soldier in me, wants you to do things on time, that said, you might have one more day. If you need your prayer request to get here right away, then you're going to have to pay for overnight postage. And you can overnight it to Jessica, put the P.O. box. You can overnight it to post office box. Look at the post office box number we got. 1411. 1411. Dalton, Georgia. 30722. 30722. And if I get it prior to, I'm not going to tell you when I'm going up to the mountain. I'm just going to go. But I've been shown by God where to go and where to pray, and he's going to meet me there. Now, I know that sounds strange to some of you, but not to me, and it wasn't to Moses either. It wasn't strange to any of the disciples. And it won't be strange to you either if you let God make you a God-made man or a God-made woman.
Anybody really love him tonight?
I want you to lay hands on them prayer requests that you're speaking over and decreeing over and singing over. Now, I want you, this song, Oh How I Love Jesus, I want you to let the love of Jesus flow through you into them prayer requests.
Anybody really love him tonight? Come on, put your hands together and help me to welcome Minister DeAndre Patterson all the way from Chicago. Come on, come on, y'all, come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'm sorry, I can't play that song because YouTube kicked me off for playing that song under copyright. So sorry, Jose, you're gonna have to take that out. But maybe I didn't put enough on there to get kicked out. But I'm going up to the top of that mountain. My objective, to bring heaven down.
Yeah. desire tonight. Open up
heaven.
Open up your mouth all over this room. Open up heaven. Open up
heaven. I want you to speak Genesis chapter 5, verse 1 over them prayer requests this morning. From the day that God created man in the likeness of God made him. That being the case, you can declare and speak a thing and it shall come to pass. See you tomorrow on the deadline.